Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing, Jim Brown from the Sarah Leonard team, and Mr. Floor Igor Marat. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Yes, yes, good morning to you. And I am here with Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing, Igor Marat from Mr. Floor, and Jim Brown, the part of the Sarah Leonard team. So nice to meet you, Jim.
Nice to meet you.
I've met Igor and Michael several times.
Hi,
we go
Wendy.
Way back. Before we get this show, you know what we have to do. All right, now we can officially start the show. Michael, it's very cute. You're like, did you really forget David Hochberg's name? How could I ever forget David?
I don't know. You hesitated there for a second. It's like, really?
Ah, of course I know who I'm in for. And David, I don't know why he's off today. Who asked me that? I don't know where he is.
Yeah, I was just curious kind of if, you know, why he's playing hooky on us.
Yeah, did you guys go out to breakfast?
No.
Without? Yeah.
No.
I guess David takes you guys out to breakfast.
Why didn't you?
I don't make the Hochberg bucks. I really don't. All right, well, we're going to have fun today. 312-981-7200. We do have a shortened show today. Northwestern basketball pregame at 12:45 with Mr. Cat himself, Dave Ennett. And Ben is not here today, so we have Colin producing the show. Iridian is here as well. Tony, you're doing video. You know, this is radio, you guys. Why is this videoed? Is this all David's idea?
Well.
Do you guys mind being on camera?
No, not at all.
Really?
Not at all.
I've been told I have a face for radio.
Yep. You have a face for video. So, Jim Brown, you're the only person I have not met before, and welcome to the show. Have you been on Home Sweet Home Chicago before?
I have, twice. I'm not a rookie anymore, so I was sharing with the guys. I don't have to sing. Thankfully, you're here. I wish that was my first time, so maybe I wouldn't have to sing the first time.
You had to sing, huh?
Yeah, they forced me to sing.
What did you sing?
I was lucky because the Bears were playing the Packers, so I sang Bear Down.
Oh, okay. You know,
I got off lucky.
And you knew all the words, right?
No.
Okay.
They printed them for me.
You know, I am embarrassed to say I didn't know all the words either.
I can get through probably three quarters of it, but then at the end I'm struggling.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? Igor, you've not sung on the show before, have you?
No. You know, the singing is for the rookies.
Is that really like the hazing?
It's a bit of a hazing ritual, yes, that was developed. And so luckily for me, no, since I've been here for a number of years now, I don't have to sing anymore.
And Michael, you haven't sung?
I've never sang, but I've witnessed it.
Yeah.
We had some kids singing It's Raining Men last year.
Oh, yeah. Where is it here? Who sang that?
It's Raining Men.
I'm sorry, I don't remember his name, but he was involved in a power washing company. Great kid, entrepreneur.
Why is that David's theme song? I would just like to know that, but we'll figure that out another day. All right, so here's what I have to tell you. Let me get some of the essentials out of the way. We have the mailbag segment coming up, and if you have a question about a mortgage and you don't feel comfortable talking about it on the air, you can visit 56David.com or you can call him at 855-56-DAVID. David Hochberg is off today. I totally trust him. We have refinanced with him several times. And if you'd like to talk to us today, you can call and text in your questions, comments, photos on the MegaPros phone, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200. You can listen online. You can watch us. It's on Facebook Live, Tony. Is that what's going on the Home Sweet Home Chicago page? All right. And we have Rob LaFrenz in the newsroom and Jack Heinrich on sports today. Yes. 312-981-7200. Do we have a break here? I can't remember this. I haven't done this show in a while. I'm sorry. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and do the mailbag. And then we will speak to our guests today that are helping me out. Michael Houston, Lindholm Roofing, Igor Marak, Mr. Floor, and Jim Brown from the Sarah Leonard team. It is Home Sweet Home Chicago here on 720 WGN. The mailbag segment sponsored by Center Guard Plumbing. And all right, nearly 40,000 home sale agreements nationwide were canceled in January, equal to about 13.7% of homes that went under contract that month. That's up from 13.1% a year earlier and the highest January share in records dating back to 2017. Some reasons why cancellations are rising, and Jim Brown from the Sarah Leonard team, I bet you're into some of this. Oops, my fault. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually covered this when I was on either the first or the second time, but that was one of the topics we really hit on because, quite frankly, it's an epidemic right now. Until we do something where earnest money is non-refundable, you're going to continue to see people get cold feet. I think one of the biggest reasons why is if you think about what an average showing appointment looks like, it's somebody meeting a realtor out there for probably 15 to 20 minutes. They look at a house. They're worried that they got to get something in right away or they're not going to be considered. If they're lucky enough to get their offer accepted, then they sleep overnight and they go, what the heck did I just do? I made a biggest decision in my life in 15 minutes. And they get cold feet and they walk away. So it's we actually broke it down. I don't have the figures with me today, but we broke it down pre-inspection. A lot of them are walking away before they even spend the $500-$600 on inspection.
Wow.
Then you'll have a certain percentage that fall apart because of inspection. The good news in all of this, and I was really talking to David about this, it used to be they fell apart because of financing issues prior to closing. Because of the thinning of the herd, we don't have the bad lenders, if you will, out there as much. We're seeing that go down. But we are, I mean, frankly, and it's something that we really get in front of on our team, is that we want to get in front of those cold feet before they even get there. So it's an epidemic.
And buyer's market conditions, hundreds of thousands more sellers than buyers nationwide, giving buyers negotiating power to back out during inspections. And economic uncertainty. I mean, really, a lot of people don't know if they can afford it with everything changing. Yep. Mortgage rates did just drop below 6%, matching the lowest level since 2022. I did hear that news.
Yep.
A stock market sell-off had investors rushing to the relative safety of the bond market, causing yields to drop and mortgage rates to follow. Average rate on the popular 30-year fixed mortgage fell to 5.99%, according to Mortgage News Daily, matching its lowest level since 2022. Last year at this time, the rate was 6.89. The drop in yields is due to a combination of factors, including new uncertainty over tariffs, cooling inflation, and economic weakness shown in a lackluster gross domestic product report on Friday. We have been in our house 28 years, I think, and we were in double digits when we bought our house. I think it was like 12% when we bought it.
Yep.
And that was a good deal back then.
It was. I can remember complaining to my parents when I bought my first house in 1998. The rate was 6.5, and I was upset about it. And I called my dad, and I said, hey, Dad, I'm a little worried. 6%, what is this? And he'd like to reach through the phone and slap me because he was in the exact same point you were, where, he was 12-13% when they bought. So much different.
And buyer demand is slow but beginning to thaw. Nationwide searches for terms like I can't sell my house are trending at record highs, even above levels seen in the 2008 crash, reflecting how stagnant sales have left homeowners frustrated. There are signs of a subtle recovery. Mortgage applications are ticking up as borrowing costs ease, and modest increases in existing home sales are expected this year. Your comments on this, Jim Brown?
Yeah, one of the topics when we get to it is that's exactly what I was going to give is a market update. And I think everything that you were just talking about, we are seeing that. What I would emphasize is more than that almost sounds like a crash or something terrible that's coming imminent. I'm not sure about that. But what I can tell you what we're seeing is we're normalizing. During COVID, when rates fell like they did, and we were all bored because we were sitting at home shopping for homes and everything else that we were doing, everything got crazy out of hand into a seller's market, right? So now what we're seeing is it's coming back to normal, which if you just strictly look at the numbers, it can look dramatic, right? But we're actually just getting back to what we were right before the pandemic hit.
You guys were talking off the air, Michael Houston and Jim Brown, that a lot of deals have fallen through because of an issue up in the attic, huh?
Yes, absolutely. I was just sharing how I had two deals this week. I'm on the listing side of our business primarily, and I had two deals. Inspections were done, and mold was up in the attic.
Oftentimes, it's a ventilation issue caused by improperly vented bathrooms or improper intake, improper exhaust, or some sort of improper system that was installed.
And that's common. If it's mild, is that a big issue? Because I know it can really take over the whole attic.
Absolutely. I think where mold really got its bad name, I think it was, who was the guy in Johnny Carson? Ed McMahon or something like that. There was a story of he had this mansion that just was filled with mold, and it kind of really just spiraled, and then everything took over and everybody was terrified of mold. In the attic, it's definitely...
Ed McMahon started the mold issue?
I think it was Ed McMahon. I can remember being
in
real estate school, and they were teaching us about it, and that's how old I am. They were using him as an example.
The Ed McMahon, Jim?
The Ed McMahon. The sidekick.
He settled a $7.2 million suit over mold.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that.
Isn't that crazy?
Remember Jordan's mansion in Highland Park?
Yeah, I did.
He had mold in the walls.
That's still for sale, isn't it?
No,
someone it's bought sold. It.
Yeah, I think it's some sort of a resort now or some
Airbnb.
It's an Airbnb,
To answer your question, I normally see mold in the attic. I want to make it sound like it's easy to take care of, but it's normally something that we can get a professional in there, get it remedied, and get it taken care of before the closing. And as long as you provide a paid receipt, proof that everything's been remediated, and have a company that did it that has a pretty good warranty, we're normally able to still get everything through and closed.
The key is identifying the source, addressing that, and then cleaning if it's cleanable. Because sometimes mold has really done damage to rafters and decking, which would require replacement.
Igor, to get you into the conversation, is there ever mold underneath floorboards and stuff? I'm sure that happens too.
Yeah, Jim and I were talking off air about it as well. You know, we see mold from condensation on windows.
Oh, yeah.
You know, dripping down under the floor and causing issues. So the first call really is to us in most cases because floors are buckling, right? Or if there's a dishwasher leak or refrigerator leak. Mm-hmm. We get the call, there's something wrong, and by that time, you know, it's been going on for a period of time, so we can repair that flooring, but sometimes when we remove those boards, we see what appears to be mold, and so we actually have to then refer somebody in to get that taken care of before we can do our repairs.
All right, well, we learn something on this show every week. I have learned that the whole mold situation started with Ed McMahon. I want to throw something out there at you. Did Ed McMahon work for Publishers Clearinghouse? Because I'm going to say yes. Remember?
Well, he was on the commercials.
Well, he represented them, right? I mean, he was the one handing out the checks.
Yes.
Mandela effect, gentlemen, because he never worked for Publishers Clearinghouse, despite a widespread popular misconception known as the Mandela effect. Hmm. He actually served as the spokesperson for a competitor. American Family Publishers in the 1980s and 90s, where he did indeed appear in commercials delivering giant checks. Somebody texted something in yesterday when I was filling in for Lisa Dent, and it's like, he never worked for Publishers Clearinghouse. Mm. And I'm like, yes, he did.
I would have thought so, too.
Yeah, but the competitor. See, our brains remember things that aren't necessarily true. Yep. But I did not know the whole mold situation. Yeah. How that was something that came up in your realtor classes?
Yeah, back in the day when I actually took it at a junior college, you were sitting there for 3 or 4 hours bored out of your mind, and so the professor was trying to come up with something relevant to keep you engaged, and I just remember that story.
Wow.
Great story.
I did not know that. All right. And Igor, something I forget every time I fill in for David. If people do call us, 312-981-7200, what happens? They get something, don't they?
Yeah, they get their choice of one of our Mr. Floor cleaning products. And we have a lineup of six of them, and they can be found at MrFloor.com. And there's a very nice little promo code that they can use, WGN, for a special offer to try our products.
And what kind of products do you have? Obviously wood, and what are the other ones?
Yeah, so we have a wood floor cleaning product. We have a tile and grout cleaner. We have a vinyl and laminate floor cleaner. We have a countertop cleaner. We have a stone cleaner for all the natural stone,
wow,
marble, granite. And then we also have a cabinetry cleaner, which does a fantastic job. It has a nice degreasing agent in there. All of our products are non-toxic. They're all biodegradable. They will not leave a film behind, which is something that I want to talk about during my segment, is all of this artificial sort of coating and sheen and all of these things that are left over from other cleaning products that are really doing a lot of harm.
Yes. And Michael Houston, this is kind of a busy season for roofing, right, as the winter thaw happens?
It's starting. I mean, yesterday was a tease. Today and tomorrow, I mean, I think snow's expected tomorrow, an inch or two.
Isn't that crazy?
Or maybe just a dusting. But yeah, this is the season. It's starting to get warm. It's starting, you know, people need to start looking on the outside of their home and considering projects that they've been putting off and getting it scheduled, because we will, most roofers are going to start to book their spring and summers now.
Yeah. So how do people get a hold of Lindholm Roofing?
So give us a call at 773-283-7675 or email us at info@lindholmroofing.com.
And Igor Marak from Mr. Floor, how do people get a hold of you? Website, yeah, or phone number, whichever?
Absolutely, Wendy, both. So our website is MrFloor.com and our phone number is 847-674-7500.
And Jim Brown, part of the Sarah Leonard team, how do people reach out to you?
Yeah, 224-239-3966 is our phone number, or you can always catch us at WGNSarah.com.
And 847 has texted us, the cabinet cleaning product is outstanding, Igor. I would recommend it to anyone. How did you text that while you were talking on the microphone?
I wish I would have thought of it that quickly, but I didn't. So thank you for that text.
That's 847.
Yeah,
all right. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago. It's Wendy in for Hochberg. And we have news coming your way right now here on 720 WGN.
Now back to Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Hello, hello. Happy Saturday. Boy, a big change in the weather since yesterday. It's Wendy in for David, and we have Jim Brown in the studio from the Sarah Leonard team. We have Igor Marak, MrFloor.com, and we have Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing, and we have a couple of text questions. We were talking about mold up in the attic, and 847 has a really good question. Who can we call about just inspecting our own home to see if there's mold up in the attic? I mean, I know you can go up there and look, but to be perfectly honest with you, I've done that, and I can't really see it. I don't know what to look for. So who do you guys recommend?
I recommend Lindholm. I would have.
We would go out there and inspect. We would not be the ones to remediate it. You would want to, like, have someone go up there and crawl around and shine a flashlight, or at least stick their head through the hole and see if you see anything. See if you see rust on the bottoms of the nails. See if you see brown dots in the insulation. See if you see physical discoloration on the decking and the rafters.
Yep.
What's wrong with rust on the nails?
Well, that means that the condensation is occurring in the attic, and there's probably little balls of frost on the bottoms of the nails, because the nails will conduct the heat and the cold, and it'll condensate and frost up, and then eventually those frost balls will melt, and then they'll drip down onto the insulation and cause small brown rust marks, if you will.
Go ahead, Igor.
Yeah, I was just going to add, Wendy, real quick. So the other thing that can also be done, other than just a visual inspection, is you can have companies come in and take air samples. And what those air samples do is they'll be checking for mold spores in the air, which will then indicate the presence of mold. Then you can go digging and try to find, like what Mike is talking about, you know, for signs of where is that mold. But an initial indicator may not be a terrible, you know, way to do it is to actually get an air sample test done to show you if there's mold in the home somewhere. And there are companies that specialize in that.
Why is there always a beam in the attic where you duck for one and then you put your head up and boom into the other?
I think that's called like a cantilever attic system.
Oh, okay.
It's not in all attics. It's
every time. It's like you duck for the one and when you bring your head back up, it's bonk every time.
I think that's just a different support structure. I'm not familiar with structural integrity, but oftentimes it's with also with smaller rafters, like 2x4s. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have that with the 2x8s or even some 2x6s. Yeah. And I bet in your home, when was your home built? In the 1800s?
1890.
You've got some good wood in there.
It is. And we had a company do our roof before I even met you several years ago. And everything you're talking about, I'm noticing. Our nails are rusty. There's a turret, and it was leaking around the turret. And they came back and fixed it. But then there's mold in the turret. And Lou Manfredini was always talking about the Concrobium mold control. It's a non-toxic, odorless, bleach-free solution. It actually prevents mold and kills the spores. So I got to go up there and do it. It's not like a big area or anything, but there's a little bit there, and this stuff really works.
I think one of the best products that you can use is what Lou's talking about, because if you're going to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's different applications that these mold remediators will use. Oftentimes, it's almost like a whitish film or paint that they spray, but it encapsulates and therefore kills the mold.
The thing to be real careful, I learned the hard way when I first got into real estate and was flipping my first house. I had mold in one of the back rooms, and I remember calling the mold guy, the remediation company that we used at the time, and I said, hey, what do I do? And he said, well, if you want to spend $10,000-$15,000, give a remediation company a call. They'll put the white suits on. But he gave me instructions, and it was bad instructions about using bleach and just going up there, and I didn't know any better. I put my t-shirt over my nose and went in there and was spraying bleach all over this room, and I almost had to go to the hospital.
Yep.
You know, because I had breathed in that bleach. So you have to be careful. If it's something simple, then that's a good fix for it. But if somebody needs a resource, we work with mold remediation companies that are, it's not something that you should be scared of. The guys that we work with are really affordable and professional, but be careful. You know, you don't want to be in there with I always used a bug sprayer, you know, with the pump.
Oh, you pump it?
And I'm spraying bleach in there, not knowing any better, and dummy me.
Well, Michael, right away you were like nodding, like that was something.
Breathing in bleach, it's going to stain your nose for days.
Yep.
The key is to identify the source. Why is the mold there? Because if you can go up there and remediate all you want, you can remediate this year, next year, and the year after. Yep. But if you do not identify and resolve the source of why the mold is there, it's just going to come back.
What should we be looking for on our roofs now? I know that the change in the weather from it was really warm, then we had a lot of snow, then it got warm again. I don't know if that created more ice dams, but we had a lot more problems this year with ice dams.
We had a period of time when we had, I guess it was 6 to 8 inches of snow, and then we had a lot of freeze and thaw cycles. And that did cause some ice damming. Some people did get some leaks. It does cause some damage to the roof. It does cause some damage to the gutters, and it'll explode the downspouts on occasion if they freeze up. And if you did not have an opportunity to clean your gutters and downspouts before the winter months set in, then you have issues. You might have issues there. Inspections are free. You know, we go out, we take a look, we determine what might or might not need to be done. Sometimes it's nothing. Sometimes it's $300-$400 worth of renewing the caulk seal around chimneys and flashings and on nail heads and wall flashings and whatever. It's a simple process to ask us or any other roofer that you have in mind to come out and give a free estimate and make a decision.
Well, it is going to start getting busy for you guys, so people should reach out now, right?
It's a good time to reach out, make the appointment, because, yes, it is getting warmer. and your roof's been, for lack of better words, neglected for the last 4 months, and who knows how many years or months prior to that. So yeah, anything that's, you know, 5, 7, 10 years old, it's probably okay. Anything 15, 17, 20 years old, there might be some maintenance needed, and that'll come up in an inspection. And an inspection and estimate is free.
And I'll tell you, you know, quite honestly, you know, you wouldn't think flooring would be related to roofing in any way, Wendy, but I will tell you that, that roof dams and roof leaks and all of the issues that are happening on the roof affect flooring. We sometimes will get the call before Mike will get the call because flooring starts buckling.
Ah.
And so we get a call, just a random, you know, phone call. Hey, there's something wrong with my floor. There's buckling. There's warping, cupping of the floor. And it comes back to a leaky roof, which is crazy.
Yeah,
nobody would assume
no one
that,
would
right?
think that.
So it's the homeowner is running around their house looking for a dishwasher leak or a refrigerator leak or something else. And it's the roof. And it could be on the opposite side. And the that water just works its way down in between the walls. You'll never see it. And then it manifests itself in a buckled floor. Mm-hmm.
That is fascinating. Yep. You're right. No one would ever suspect it's the roof.
Yeah.
What about nail pops and stuff? How does that happen?
Nail pops
on
happen
on the inside, like
right. Oh, yeah. On the inside.
Yeah.
Well, on the inside, it's just mostly movement of floor joists and wall joists and ceiling joists, just moving and then popping the drywall where the nails
yeah.
were.
Yeah, that's not necessarily a leaky roof.
Most roof leaks are associated with stains on the drywall or stains on the walls or buckling floors.
Yeah.
But if it's just cracking or nail pops and there's no stains involved, it's likely not a roof.
Oh, see, you are just a plethora of information. How do people make an appointment? Free inspection, Lindholm Roofing.
Free inspection, free estimate, 773-283-7675. Or contact us at info@lindholmroofing.com.
Perfecto mundo. Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing. And we're going to take a break. Then we're going to come back and talk to Mr. Floor. You guys, you can call 312-981-7200. You will get your choice of a Mr. Floor product if you do. And then we will also talk to Jim Brown from the Sarah Leonard team. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago here on 720 WGN.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It is Wendy in for David Hochberg. You can call us on the Mega Pros phone or text line 312-981-7200. Jeremy takes the day off when David's off usually, right? Is that what happens?
Maybe it's coincidental. I don't
Do they vacation together? Jeremy Ogle and David Hochberg.
I don't know. They might.
They might. All right. Again, we are here for you. Roofing questions with Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing. Any kind of real estate questions for Jim Brown from the Sarah Leonard team. And now we do floor talk with Mr. Floor, Igor Marak. And there's a text that came over wondering about the cabinet cleaning product and other things. 773, is the Mr. Floor cabinetry cleaner good to use for cleaning wood furniture? Not necessarily just the cabinets.
Yeah, it's an excellent question. The short answer is yes. So our product is not a polish, right? So we don't want to use it for that purpose. But if you're looking for general cleaning, let's say, you know, a dining room table, and you want to kind of spray it down and wipe it off, that's exactly what our product will do. And then you can come back over the top and polish it with your favorite polish, and you're all set.
How long have you been Mr. Floor? It's been a long time.
We've been around for, this is our 39th year in Jeez. Business.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So we've been around a while. It's a family business, and we've been, you know, serving Chicagoland for all these years. And so, yeah, so the cleaning products, Wendy, were developed just really because people just had no idea what to do to clean, you know, their wood floors. You know, we would get blamed for incorrect cleaning. So it really was sort of like a self-preservation project for us where we said, you know what, enough of this buckets of water and mops and vinegar and all of this stuff. And about 15 years ago, we set out and we developed this full line of cleaning products, and it's been very successful for us.
Yeah, it was. I'm trying to think what my mom used to always use, the white vinegar
yeah.
and Murphy's oil soap. I do not like the smell of that.
Yeah.
I really don't. And I don't even know if that's good. So
my mom used to use liquid gold.
Oh, I remember that stuff, too.
And it smelled good. I thought it smelled good.
Well, listen, if you're looking for something that smells good, that's one thing. But like if you're looking for something that works and will clean your wood floors and your vinyl and all the other surfaces correctly, we would say our product, right? So what is the difference, right? I mean, what is the... So we have a philosophical difference with really the whole sort of cleaning industry. And that is, we do not want to leave a shiny surface. Okay, that's where it all starts. So this artificial sheen that is created by all of these other products is really intended to kind of, we're going to almost say, almost kind of fool you or trick you into thinking that you have a clean surface because it's shiny.
Yeah.
Right? The problem that we have found, and again, why we set out to develop our line of cleaning products, is that artificial sheen is a layer of wax or oil that is left over after you clean with those other products. The problem with that is that every time you clean, you encapsulate whatever dust, dirt, and debris you left on the surface of the floor. And it's impossible to clean the floors fully and get rid of everything off the surface. So you clean and you layer, you clean and you layer. And over time, what you're doing is you're creating a sandpaper on your floor. And then you walk on your floor, and then you shuffle your feet around on your floor. And in essence, you've created an abrasive surface that breaks down the polyurethane that's underneath. And now a floor that is supposed to last you 10, 15, 20 years breaks down in 5. And the more you layer, the more you clean. So it becomes a vicious cycle, right? So you have a floor that you think is dirty, so you clean it more often, which means you layer it more, which means you're creating more of an abrasive surface, and you're actually doing more harm than good, and you're breaking down that coating. So our philosophy is we're not going to leave any sheen, and we're going to allow the polyurethane to shine through, so to speak, right? So if you want a gloss floor, then your floor should be finished with a gloss sheen polyurethane. If you want your floor to be more of a satin, it should be coated with a satin sheen. And so our products will clean the floor. They will not leave anything behind. They will remove all of the oil and contaminants that are on the surface gently over time, and they will not be abrasive.
So if all these years of buildup on your floor, Mr. Floor Products will eventually get rid of that.
They're designed to. And so we get calls, Wendy, all the time. You know, people think they have to refinish their floors. They call us because, we're a full-service flooring company, so they call us for floor refinishing. And really, all they need is a good cleaning. Oh. So we actually offer a deep cleaning.
I got to do that.
Right? We offer a deep cleaning process for those folks where we just want to put them on the right path. So we'll come in, we'll use our high-speed buffers, our terry pads, all of those sorts of things, our Mr. Floor cleaning product. We'll get a lot of that debris and that buildup off the floor. We'll hand them our product and say, this is what you use going forward. And the results are spectacular. And they don't have to sand their floors.
What causes an old hardwood floor to turn so yellowy?
So the yellow color or the orange color
that
we sometimes see.
Yeah, I guess orange.
Yeah, so that's a patina or an oxidation that develops over time with certain polyurethanes. And so the older polyurethanes from the 70s, from the 80s, shellac-based polyurethanes, even some early generation oil-based polyurethanes, they had no UV inhibitors in them at all. And so over time, just natural light would come in and they would create this fluoresce into this orange, yellow color. And nobody likes that.
Yeah. At least, right? It's really common, though. I mean, especially in an old house.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. And so the newer products that we're using, mostly the water-based and even the newer generation oil-based products, they will take much, much longer to develop that patina, that orange fluorescence. And so with the new products, we can control that a lot better.
A question for you. 708 says, how do you clean engineered floors?
So, again, if the engineered floor is coated with a polyurethane, which 99% of them will be, you can absolutely use our Mr. Floor wood floor cleaner on them. Again, it's a self-contained product, right? So it's not a concentrate. We're not asking you to mix anything with anything else. It comes to you ready to go in a spray bottle. We offer it in gallon refills. And basically, you spray and wipe. And we recommend microfiber as the wiping cloth. It does a fantastic job. It absorbs. It's able to remove some of that debris that's stuck on without hurting the polyurethane.
616, what do I clean my kitchen cupboards with? They are natural cherry. They're very greasy. Thank you, Mr. Floor.
Yeah, absolutely. So the recommendation would be our cabinetry cleaner. Again, those cabinets should be coated with a urethane of some sort. Generally, cabinetry is coated with a conversion varnish, which is something that's, you know, it's a very durable coating. But again, that grease builds up, fingerprints, all of those sorts of things. So spray and wipe.
Yeah, fingerprints, especially if you have a pull-out drawer where the garbage is. That gets so dirty.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yep.
All right, well, you know what you're talking about. What about, like, steam mops and things? Do those, are those effective?
Oh, boy. Yeah, so,
you love this question.
Yeah, you know, this question comes up a lot as well. Steam mops, really, we've seen so much damage that, these steam mops have caused. And a lot of that damage is it's discoloration of the wood, and in some extreme cases, delamination of the coating. So if somebody's standing and trying to get a spot out, and they just keep going over that spot with that steam mop over and over and over again, they're infusing so much water, that hot water is getting infused into that floor. The floor absorbs that excess moisture. It actually expands and can delaminate the coating. So we're not fans of those steam mops, even though they're advertised as safer wood floors. You really have to be very careful with those.
And they're all over the place now.
Yeah.
Can you warp your floor using those?
We've seen it. We've actually seen water-damaged floors from steam mops, from overuse. Yeah.
All right. We have some phone calls, but we need to break for news. So 312-981-7200 is the number to call. And if you get through, we'll give you your choice of a Mr. Floor product. That's Igor Marak we're talking to right now, MrFloor.com. Michael Houston is here, too, from Lindholm Roofing at LindholmRoofing.com. And we'll also talk to Jim Brown, part of the Sarah Leonard team, WGNSarahWithAnH.com.
Correct.
And news coming your way next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing, Jim Brown from the Sarah Leonard team, and Mr. Floor Igor Marak. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Hi there. I'm sitting in for David Hochberg this week. He'll be back next week. Don't you worry. And you can call us at 312-981-7200. We are chatting with Jim Brown today from the Sarah Leonard team. Michael Houston is here from Lindholm Roofing. And Igor Marak, Mr. Floor, we have a ton of floor questions. So thank you for holding on so long. We'll get to all of your calls. Hi there, Dave. How are you? Dave.
Hello?
Hi, Dave. Did you have a question? Do you have creaky floors?
No, actually, I have a studio and a bungalow in the attic. And when I'm in the attic, it's radiator heat, so it's dry up there. I get a lot of creaking. I don't think it's the floor. I think it's the roof.
All right. So the attic is, you're hearing creaking all the time when the wind blows. What's up?
No, not all the time. Sporadically, once or twice a day. It happens in the summer, too. I'm not sure what it is. The roof is 16 years old. I've had it inspected. It looks okay. I think it might be the framing.
Yeah, if it is the framing, Dave, it's not really something that Lindholm would be involved in. Do you have by chance, a humidifier?
I don't, not in that area, no.
But if you have a humidifier in the house, some of that humidity is going to find its way into the attic, and that could lessen theoretically, the creaking effect.
If there's moisture up there, a little bit.
Nice. Yeah, the wood would be tighter.
I would agree with that 100%, even though it's not a specific flooring question. You know, if you're hearing creaking, you know, the radiator is drying everything out, the wood is actually contracting. So what you may be hearing is the popping or the creaking of, you know, just the physical movement of that wood shrinking or decreasing in size. So, we see that in flooring all the time. It absolutely could happen to joists. It could happen to 2x4s and, you know, all of that exposed flooring or lumber, I should say, is definitely contracting in the presence of heat.
Yeah. So my reason for calling was, it something, is it something of major concern, or is it something that I can just resolve with a humidifier?
That's a matter of, I'll go ahead and say, experimenting.
I honestly, don't all houses creak?
A little bit, but he's making it sound like it does it a little more often than it should.
I mean, it does it more often than I'm comfortable with, put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah, I would agree with Mike 100%. I think humidification would definitely mitigate that for you, and you could experiment with that. If, you know, so generally lumber is dry to a certain moisture content, and if you're dipping below that moisture content, you could hear that popping and creaking. So I would say definitely try a humidifier and see if that helps.
Okay, that's a good point. I'll do that. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, Dave.
Hang on the line. We'll set you up with your choice of a Mr. Floor product, okay? Thank you so much. Let's talk to John. Hi, John. How are you?
Fine, Wendy. How are you doing?
I'm great. You have a question?
I do, and this one's for Igor. Igor, I've had my floors refinished about 4 or 5 years ago, and they look good. Everything's fine. However, in the kitchen area, the refrigerator has been moved a couple of times, and I see indentations in the floor. It should have been covered, but it wasn't. And the floor in itself, I think, is subject to a little softness. It's called Tasmanian oak, but it's a pine product.
Yeah.
Anybody, and so there's some small gouges in my floor around it. Not much, but there, and I see them. Probably nobody else does. Is there any service that comes in and kind of professionally tries to repair the gouges? My wife and I have tried to give it a shot, and it's okay what we do, but it's not up to snuff.
So, you know, this really comes up quite often with specifically refrigerators, and I don't know why, but the appliance industry is just notorious, especially on these refrigerators. They put these tiny little wheels on the bottom of the refrigerator. They do not displace the weight of that refrigerator correctly, which is why you're supposed to put, you know, a sheet of plywood or something and then roll the fridge out. Which really none of us do.
Yeah, I didn't even know you're supposed to do that.
Yeah. Well, you would think that the appliance would have something to, you know, to compensate, but they really don't. So the short answer is there's no easy fix, even though if you go to YouTube and whatnot, you'll see all these different home remedies of, you know, putting wet paper towels down and a iron on it and heating it and trying to none of that really would work. Yep. The way to really address it would be to potentially refinish the floor. The problem is you can't do a local spot refinishing. It'll never match. So you'd have to refinish the entire kitchen, but that would solve the issue.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yep. And second question regarding floor again. I on that same floor, we've moved luggage around, and it's not the indentation such as caused by the refrigerator, but it's kind of a streaking on the floor. If I have a buffer of sorts, will that help, or am I going to live with that?
So it really all depends on the coating that you have on the floor. So if it's a polyurethane coating, those are really non-buffable, meaning that you could put a buffer on it, but you're not going to be able to buff that polyurethane.
Got
it's
it.
Just not going to result in anything. So the way to deal with scratches is to screen and recoat the floor. So the process basically involves coming in with a high-speed buffer and a screen pad. The floor is screened to create a mechanical bond between the old coating and the new coating, and then the new coating comes in just one coat and generally would fill in those scratches without having to sand the floor fully.
You have to do a whole floor, a whole room, let's say.
You do. Again, it's the same sort of, you know, concern of
same
not
deal.
Matching. Yeah, it's kind of like painting half a wall. You know, they'll never match. It's even more so on flooring with absorption and such.
All right,
got
John.
It.
Okay. Good luck to you. Hang on. We'll set you up with your choice of a Mr. Floor product. Claudia and Jan, you hold on. We are going to take a break. We'll come back with your phone calls. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago here on 720 WGN.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
thanks for spending your Saturday with us. I was listening to Lou Manfredini on the way in, and now I'm sitting in for David Hochberg. And with me today, we have Jim Brown from the Sarah Leonard team, and we're going to talk to him in just a bit. Michael Houston is here from Lindholm Roofing, and Igor Marak, Mr. Floor, and there are a lot of floor questions, so let's get through these. Hi, Claudia. Thanks for calling today. Claudia, hi.
Hi. Everybody there is wonderful, super informative. Love watching, listening to you guys. So all great, but I have a question for Igor.
All righty. He's here and
okay,
ready.
He's popular today.
Wondering, you have a spray bottle to clean the floors with. Is there a concentrated formula, or would you recommend, pouring it in a bucket using a mop?
So it's so funny you're asking that question. We were literally just talking about that off air. All right. So the short answer is this. The Mr. Floor line of cleaning products, there's a specific reason why it's in a spray bottle. It is all pre-mixed. We have deliberately measured exactly how much product, exactly how much liquid and water and such. We don't want for you to take a concentrate and worry about mixing it into a bucket of water. Number one, it's very hard to maintain those proportions correctly. Number two, when you put a product or a liquid into a bucket of water, you're automatically thinking you're going to put a mop in that bucket and you're going to start moving that mop around the floor. That is just plain too much water. It's just too much water. And we've seen so much damage that a bucket of water and a mop have caused that we don't want you to do that. We want you to dispense it out of a spray bottle and then use a dry mop to come in and actually lift, right? So our technology is not only going to sort of not leave a film behind or any of that sort of thing, but we have technology in our product that is actually designed to change the surface tension of dirt and physically lift it off the floor. That is what we're looking to do. We're not looking to kill anything or disinfect. The disinfecting process is us lifting and moving dirt and debris and contaminants off the floor instead of smearing it around with a mop and a bucket of water.
That's what we've all been taught to do, though, right, Claudia? You sit there and you get a mop and you scrub and you move it around, but I guess we're doing it wrong.
All right, now we have a new way to go about it.
There you go.
Hang on, we'll set you up with your choice of a Mr. Floor product, and we will take Jan. Hi, Jan. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I just want to say one thing. When we were kids, we would watch cartoons. Now that we're adults, we listen to you.
Yes, love it.
Love it. It's a great way to spend your Saturday morning, isn't it?
That's right.
Did you have a comment or question for Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing?
Yes, we had them out last year because we had a leak around the pipe that comes up for the bathroom, and they did a wonderful job. They stopped the leaking. And then also when they were out here, they checked the gutters, and I thought, well, we'll probably have to have the gutters replaced. And they checked it, and all it needed was to be put in alignment. It was causing the water to just sit there. It wasn't pitched right, so the water would run down like it was supposed to. So it saved us quite a bit of money.
Isn't that a great feeling when all of a sudden you just need a few little fine-tuning things?
Yeah.
Thank you for that plug, Jan.
Yep.
And they checked the other side, and they said, no, that's fine. Everything was working in the front, but it was the back that was off.
Excellent work there, Michael Houston and Lindholm Roofing. Jan, thank you for sharing that. We appreciate it.
And we appreciate you. We learned so much by listening to the program today and with David, too.
Yep, even with David. No, I'm kidding. Jan, hold on. We'll set you up with a Mr. Floor product, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on. And Betty, you have some mold issues, huh?
Well, this was a couple years back, and I'm trying to think why I called the person out to begin with, and he went in my attic, and he said, you have some mold on the walls up there, and we have like three bathrooms with fans, and he said he turned off one. To this day, I'm trying to figure out which one it is. With a match, and the thing. But I'm just wondering, I guess there's a seriousness, is it like not serious right now, or and I have no way of knowing And my husband and I, neither one of us could really get up there right now. But I think the bigger issue I was wondering, and Lindholm might know about this, is that indoor-outdoor air exchange. Because when we built our house, we're the builders, that wasn't available. And, like, I would guess in 2000, I saw a lot of people having these, like, white pipes. One goes up and one goes down for clean air. Because we put so much insulation, we were, like, at the top, we researched. But what we didn't do is, you know, figure out, that was really a builder's thing, you know, how we can get fresh air other than opening windows. But, you know, you can't always do that for a few months here. So what's, and also, you just got a roof. Did you go with Lindholm, Wendy?
No, I didn't know about Lindholm when I did this several years ago.
Because we have a cedar shake, which is going on 40 years, and the lifetime is 40 to 50, but we've had it clean, like I'd say every 3 or 4 years I get up there. But now I feel like people are telling me nobody should walk on this roof because it gets brittle as it gets older. But they had cleaned it, and then they put the solution to prevent mold and stuff, you know, to keep it clear because we're kind of woodsy and a lot of those branches break off. What I'm worried about is if I have that roof replaced, because that's like the most important thing for your house, because, you know, if you get leaks and stuff, is right. That I would get a leak, like, in the front, because we have three, like, they're not
Betty,
sure it's the
Betty,
window.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but we have to hit news pretty soon. What specifically is your question?
The question is, as far as the indoor-outdoor exchange, is that how important is that?
It's extremely important to ventilate the air in the attic. You have air that comes up from the house and it goes into the attic in the form of warm and moist air, and it needs to have an opportunity to escape, and the new fresh air from outside needs to have an opportunity to come in.
Okay. Sounds good.
Hold on, okay. we'll set
Thank
you up.
You.
Yes, hold on, and we'll set you up for with a Mr. Floor product of your choice. I love those cedar roofs; they're beautiful.
Well, a 40-year-old roof, a cedar roof.
Wow,
that's a little old, but she did say that every 3 to 4 years they treat it and probably put a preservative on it. That's the only reason it's lasted as long as it has. But that's impressive that it's that old and it's still functioning, but it is old.
All right. If people need your help, Michael Houston, how do people reach you?
773-283-7675, or they can contact us at info@lindholmroofing.com.
Igor Marak, Mr. Floor, how do people reach you?
Please give us a call directly at 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com.
And Jim Brown, we've neglected you a little bit, so we're going to come back and talk to you. You're from the Sarah Leonard team. We're going to talk about the spring market outlook. There are a bunch of text questions for you. Sweet. And how do people reach out to you?
Yeah, reach out anytime, 224-239-3966 or WGNSarah.com.
And that's Sarah with an H. All right, it's Wendy in for David. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago. And feel free to call us at 312-981-7200. News coming your way now here on 720 WGN.
Now back to Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's Wendy in for David. He is going to be back next Saturday, and probably Jeremy Hogel, Mega Pros Jer, will be with him. I have to laugh. They're always out together at the same time.
It's Batman and Robin. Questionable.
That's what it is.
Yes.
That's what it is.
All right. It is Home Sweet Home Chicago, and Jim Brown is here. We've already talked to Igor Marak from Mr. Floor, Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing, and we'll take your calls with questions for them as well. But, Jim, you're from the Sarah Leonard team, and spring is coming. And is that a good time for people to buy a house?
It really is. Good time to buy, great time to sell. Right now, if you can get on early spring, you're kind of beating the rush to market. So these are really good weeks to get on the market and kind of beat all of that. Wanted to talk to you real quick about a market update. I know we kind of got the, I give David a hard time about his mail bag, that it's sometimes the doom and gloom bag, if you ask me. But a lot of that information that we covered earlier, I always remind people, that's nationwide normally. If you look at what's going on right here in Chicagoland, the story gets, you know, considerably better for us. We're actually seeing probably... you know, the inventories raised, I was looking at the numbers January this year from January last year, and we're about 20% higher in inventory currently right now.
Wow.
Coming out of January. So you would normally think, oh boy, that's bad news. The sky is falling. What are we going to do, right? 20% increase. Again, I'm kind of pushing this to, it's not necessarily something that's bad that's happening. We're just normalizing. But what the good news is that you're seeing a 20% increase in the inventory, but we're only seeing about a 1 to 3 day increase in the market time, if anything at all. So although we're seeing slightly more inventory, we're seeing market times really right about the same. And in some areas, we're actually seeing market time being shorter. So it's not really what you might think it is when you're looking at kind of the national news on that. One thing that I think that we should talk about is that what has really changed is the pickiness of the buyer pool that's out there.
Go into that a little bit.
Yeah, big time. I always joke with people and I always say, you know, 2 years ago when rates were what they were, as low as they were, you could have rats in the basement and raccoons in the attic, and we were still seeing $20,000, $30,000 over asking, waiving inspections and things like that. Now we're seeing, because buyers have some more choices, your place has got to be ready to go. You've got to make sure that you put the extra time into having it staged, you know, where we're getting things cleaned, we're getting things updated. The properties that are struggling right now are the ones that are not updated and ready to go. You know, if buyers come in there and they open the door and they see a kitchen that's, you know, maybe 15, 20 years old, the bathrooms have never been updated, it's the original carpet and the paint on the walls, those are typically the ones where people are not interested and they're going to kind of turn around and walk out.
Can I just jump in for one little quick question?
Yeah.
I know it's great to have updated things when you're looking at a house, but what if that updated kitchen that they just spent, you know, $100,000 on is not your taste?
Yeah, great question. And that's why when you're doing a remodel, it is important to take that into consideration. A lot of times when we're doing work on our houses, we're just thinking about us and we're going to be here forever. But when you look at the average time that somebody spends in a home, especially in that late 20s, 30s, 40 age range, you're normally 5 years, 5 to 7 years if you're lucky. So that's a great question. Normally, even if it's not your personal taste, unless it's not crazy gaudy or weird, you know, weird, like where you get really
checkerboard floors, stuff like that.
You know, the old
50s. Are islands still popular?
Islands are still popular. So yeah, so that's normally, as long as it's newer, people are typically okay, as long as it's not something really taste specific.
You know, one thing, Jim, if I could just jump in, one of the things we're also seeing, to your point, is exactly that if, you know, to create a neutral type of an environment, right? You don't want to chase any fads. You don't want to chase any, you know, grays are out, you know, certain things, you know, you're always going to be late. So if you're thinking you're doing something that is current, it's already past.
Yep, absolutely.
So you really should not chase those fads.
Yep. I always like to give the reason why, you know, if we're talking about people that are kind of turned off by that work, it's not normally just they're irritated about the taste or something, but you have to keep in mind that most buyers right now, when they're buying a home, they're stretching it. They're stretching their pre-approval. They're stretching how much I can possibly bring to the table with the down payment. And so the thought of having to move into a house where they're going to have to come up with the money in order to fix it up, it really becomes a monetary thing. It's not just a sight line or, you know, I want the newest and coolest thing. It's how are we going to afford making these updates? So that's been one of the biggest changes that we've seen, is just your house really does have to be ready to go. And ready to get onto the market.
So, Jim, with inventories up a little bit, and you're saying that the pickiness of the buyer, is it obviously they have more options, more choices, and so it's returning back to the way it was, right? I mean, in terms of just normalcy in the real estate market, allowing buyers to look for quality properties, allowing sellers to update their properties to attract those buyers. Yep. I mean, it's nothing different than what we traditionally have seen in this market.
It's really, it's going back. I keep saying the word normal. I'm irritating myself hearing me keep continuing to say it, so I apologize. But yeah, the market really has been, and I know Sarah has talked about it a lot of times when she's on the show, really it's been death, divorce, moving mom and dad into assisted living. That's really been the market. But what I've actually seen, and it's been crazy in the last, I'd say probably after December, once we start talking to the people that want to get on the spring, I have really been seeing an uptick in people that have, they're coming to terms that the interest rates are going to be somewhere in the 5 or 6, that that's a normal rate. Yeah. And they're now willing to give up that 2.75. And they're saying, you know what? Now we can probably just go ahead and accept that interest rate, and now we can move up. So they're selling their home that they probably are, you know, they refinanced their 380 or 420 home. Now they're thinking about, let's get it on the market and let's go move up and buy that, you know, 5, 6, 650 house and things like that. So we're really seeing that come back on.
And we're seeing clients, you know, our Mr. Floor clients doing exactly what you're describing, right? Yep. So the young family that's moving from the city into the suburbs, right? They're selling the condo. They're looking for that starter home that may be in the $500,000-$600,000 range now. I don't know what the general price of a starter home would be, but
are there even starter homes anymore?
It's tough, right?
I mean, and we're seeing our clients struggle to find those homes, and like you said, they're stretching to get into those homes.
Yep.
So they are looking for value. They're looking for something that's been, if possible, updated, upgraded. And you know, and if the average person's in their homes, whatever it is, 7 to 10 years, if you don't do anything to that home in terms of sprucing it up, getting it ready for resale, you're going to have a tougher time in this in this market.
Absolutely. And if you're in a situation where some people are saying, hey, I'd like to sell my house, but of course I don't have $75,000 to dump into it before we get on the market, don't be afraid of that as well. You, as long as we're priced right where we need to be and we can show the buyer pool out there value, they get really excited about that as well. But overall, if you have the ability to get things kind of going and updated before we get you on the market, those are the homes that are going to do very well. They're going to sell very quickly. But don't be dismayed if your home needs a little bit of love. As long as we really dive into the value aspect of it that we can show the buyer pool out there, we'll get you sold as well.
Yeah. 773 has texted, question for Jim Brown. Have a 25-year-old house with hardwood floors in Downers Grove. Do you think I need to redo the floors before selling it?
It depends. It really depends how bad it is. I always like to tell people that when I'm on a listing appointment, I'll look at the situation that they're asking me about. And normally what I tell them is, I don't think that's going to cause somebody not to buy your home. And if you have a good agent, a lot of times I can negotiate through that. So if you've got a what I call a bad agent that basically just puts you on the market, crosses their fingers and hopes that something happens, you might struggle. If you've got an agent that's picking up the phone after a showing and saying, hey, thanks so much for showing my listing, is there any interest? If you hear anything other than, yeah, we're going back to write up an offer, my next question is, what's holding you back? So if they're telling me, well, what's holding us back is that the flooring is kind of an issue for us and we're worried about that, not a problem. Why don't you put a deal together that makes sense for you? Let me take it to my sellers. Let me see what we can do. Maybe we can get Mr. Floor out there and we can get you an estimate to get these issues taken care of with your floor. But let's put it together. So that's kind of my general question. My answer to that question is, let's see if we can negotiate around it.
All right. We are going to take a break. We are talking right now to Jim Brown, Sarah Leonard team, WGNSarahWithAnH.com. We have Igor Marak in the studio, MrFloor.com, and Michael Houston, LindholmRoofing.com. And the phone number, the MegaPros phone and text line, 312-981-7200. We'll continue Home Sweet Home Chicago next on 720 WGN.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It is a lovely yet chilly Saturday. It's Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg today. And you can text us or call us 312-981-7200. And Michael Houston is here from LindholmRoofing.com. Someone has texted Michael. They want to know if there's a fee for inspecting the roof or gutters.
There's no fee for an inspection. Let's face it, it's an opportunity to go out and supply a quote for services needed. And if there's nothing there, then there's nothing there.
So they can reach out to you, email you, info@lindholmroofing.com, or call
773-283-7675.
Igor Marak is here. If we talk to you on the phone, you will get your choice of a Mr. Floor product. And we are talking right now to Jim Brown from the Sarah Leonard team. And we have some questions for you, Jim. Marilyn, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
Great. You had a question for Jim Brown from the Sarah Leonard team?
Yes. I have a two flat on the northwest side of Chicago. It's almost 100 years old, and I don't want to pour any money into it, but there is obviously need to be updated. Is there a possibility that a contractor would be interested? They could, you know, fix it up and resell it. Is there a possibility? You know, or is it going to be more of a problem selling that old of a house?
No, not necessarily at all. And you have a great question there. And that really is market-wide. We've talked about this before when I was here on the show, too. There is a lot of fear out there, especially when, you know, I hit that age of 53 and I'm worrying about everything. And a lot of times we're harder on our own homes than we should be. And I want to just encourage you that what you should do is just take it by a step-by-step approach. You want to get a real estate professional out there. We'd be happy to come out there and meet with you and take a look at your home. But there's absolutely an ability for a contractor to be interested. But what I normally find is that you're going to find that you're going to have a lot of demand for your house. Even though you don't think that you're going to, you'll have people in the general marketplace that are just as excited to buy your home and bring, you know, bring some love into it and really have a sweat equity position where they can do some work and really recoup and make some money. So just because you need some love on that house, do not dismiss, you don't have to, I don't want you to tell you not to worry about it, but let a professional like us come out there. We'll give you kind of what your value would be if you left it alone, what it would be if you put some work into it. But definitely don't, I always encourage people, and I know I don't want to talk bad about the, you know, give me the cash now people. They do a great job out there in the marketplace. But I see so many people rush to sell it to somebody that's a contractor, an investor, and it's really, it can cost you a lot of money. Yep, so we'd be happy to help you. If you feel free to contact us after the show, we can set up a time to come out and meet with you. And even if you're not interested in listing your house, at least we can get you some good information, and you can go from there.
Jim, those 100-year-old two flats, they're in demand.
Oh, my gosh.
They're in demand. See, are you hearing this, absolutely, Marilyn? They're in demand.
I'm very happy to hear that. Yes. Because
they were built with good bones.
Yep.
Better bones than they're building with now.
A lot of people are interested in the brick homes. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. There's so much demand and such, you know, there's not a whole lot of, even though we're talking about inventory being up a little bit, you specifically, and it sounds like where your location is, you could be in a really good situation.
Mm. Well, sounds very promising. So
yes.
When I'm, got a little bit more time to clear out the house, I definitely will call and have you come out and take a look at it.
And just remember, I'm a judge-free zone. So I see it. I'm in probably 2 to 3 houses a day. I see it all. There's nothing that you have that's going to shock me. So you don't need to call the cleaning lady or anything like that.
But do get rid of the bodies, Marilyn.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I always say, if you catch my house on the wrong day, yeah, I would be in the same spot.
That's
so don't
all
worry
of us,
about
buddy.
It.
That's yep. all of us.
All right, Marilyn, good luck to you. Hang on. We'll set you up with your Mr. Floor product of your choice.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Boy, she's glad she called into Home Sweet Home Chicago today.
Oh, yeah.
Nancy's on the line. Hi, Nancy. Did you have a question for Jim Brown?
Yeah, I do. Hi. I heard on previous shows that the Sarah Leonard team is very competitive with the Grandview and Jeff Buys Your Houses groups. And I know someone who is very shortly going to be looking into selling their home due to a death. Mm. And they're in Highland Park. Is that within your area?
Absolutely. Definitely within okay. our area. And you're it's so encouraging to hear that you heard us talk about it on the previous show, and you're on top of it. So, yeah, we would love to help you in that area for sure.
Okay. I will give. I'll send her the information and get her in touch with your group.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
And Nancy, hang on. We'll set you up with a Mr. Floor product of your choice, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right. So this is a text question that came over. 312 says, could you ask the realtor person, Mr. Brown, to please discuss the issue of making a lower offer purchase price versus asking for closing cost credit when it's advantageous to do one or the other?
Got it.
That's a great question.
Good question. So closing cost credits are still a little bit difficult in this market. I'm coming from a listing agent side primarily on that. But I'm not, you know, I just did a deal this week where there was a significant, the person paid full price, and I think we gave them a $10,000 credit for closing costs because the home that we had listed needed some updates. So we knew that that's what we were going to need to do in order to get somebody excited to buy it. But it really comes down to what your financial situation is and, you know, what you're looking at specifically with the individual home. But I would, you know, it depends who you talk to. I know that right now a lot of lenders are really pushing certain programs where you're paying a little bit on the higher price and you're getting a closing cost credit to help you be able to get the loan approved and things like that. Right now, where we're still seeing a lot of multiple offer situations, if the seller is looking at four or five offers and one of them is asking for closing cost credits, it normally shows a little bit of a, boy, maybe we're not going to get to the, you know, the finish line with the lending. So if you can do it without it, it's probably a better way for you to go if you're in multiple offer situation. If you're not in a multiple offer situation, absolutely nothing wrong with asking for a closing cost credit.
Doesn't hurt to ask, right?
Does not hurt to ask.
And if you have a question about mortgage or you need to reach out to David Hochberg, who is not here today, he'll be back next week. You can go to 56david.com or call him 855-56-DAVID. We've got news coming your way next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And if you're on hold, continue to hold. We'll take your phone calls as well. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing, Jim Brown from the Sarah Leonard Team, and Mr. Floor Igor Marat. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. And this portion of the show is sponsored by Consumers Credit Union, where qualified borrowers can secure a HELOC with rates as low as prime minus half a point and car loans as low as 4.49%. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago. It is Wendy in for David this week. He'll be back next week, so no worries there. Larry has called us, 312-981-7200. It's the MegaPros phone line. And we have Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing with us, Igor Marak, Mr. Floor, and we have Jim Brown, who's part of the Sarah Leonard team. And Larry, who do you want to speak to?
Whoever can deal with mold in an attic.
All right. We kind of touched on this a little bit earlier today. Have you seen it? Do you know it? Is it a lot?
Okay. So just a little background. My house is about 40 years old. I've got an attic hatch, like most people do, and a whole house fan opening in the ceiling. After seeing the mold on the underneath of the sheeting in the attic and some of the joists as well, some of the rafters, I spent about 2 weeks putting up plywood so I could walk around because it's insulated. Put down plywood, about four sheets, put down foam board on all of the can lights. I bought a pro gun to shoot great stuff on all the leaks for all the air, because that's my belief of what was happening. You get air leaks, you get moisture, and it all rises to the ceiling, and during the wintertime, it forms mold. So that's kind of where I'm at. Right now, I'm getting ready to put down a product called RMR. 86 is the number on it. There's two of them. The product, supposedly, and I've seen videos on it, once you spray it with a power sprayer or whatever, it actually eliminates the mold. It disappears almost in front of you. So I'm wondering what you guys think about that product and what your procedure would be, what your method would be to attack that, if not this.
You know what, Larry? This is Mike with Lindholm. I'm not real familiar with the product you just mentioned. I think that what you need to do is actually have the attic and the decking inspected, because you can spray that onto the plywood and the rafters, and maybe it does indeed kill, destroy, or cover the mold. But if the mold has eaten into the roof deck, then you've got a structural situation there with the roofing. And if you have to replace the roof, you're wasting money and time spraying that product.
Sure.
All right. So who do you call, if you're Larry, to check for mold?
Well, there's a lot. Well, go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I was going to say to Larry, and I can hear it in his voice. He's a guy, he wants to get in there and take care of himself. I would encourage you, I could probably reach out to him off air, but we have experts that we work with hand in glove that do specifically mold remediation. And Larry, I want to encourage you. I think you would be shocked if you get the right person out there, how affordable it is. It might be as the same similar cost as what you're going to be doing yourself, and you're going to have a pro up there doing it. I hate to say it, not that you're not going to do it the right way, but if you're anything like me, sometimes we can cause more trouble than we're trying to fix. So that would be my encouragement to you, not knowing that product, but I think if you found the right guy out there, you might get it done the same.
Well, who do you recommend? Go ahead. I mean, is that something
the guy
you can
do? I don't know. It's yours.
Yeah, I don't care, because this will help a lot of people. And when you say it's, I mean, because really, you think of mold remediation,
absolutely,
and it's
so,
thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah, if I get in trouble, it's not on me. But I use a guy. His name is Barton, and he's with Above Board Environmental. You can see them online, but he's one of our go-to contractors that we use when we know that it's mold, that we know that it's not the decking that's too far gone. It's just mold that needs to be remediated on the surface, and that's who our go-to is. I don't have his number handy, so if you want to reach out to me, or you could find it online, but that's kind of who my go-to is.
One other thing I would like to mention is, PermaSeal does rim joist insulation.
Yes.
So, if the caller's, trying to insulate and do those sorts of things, you may want to also reach out to PermaSeal just to have them, put their nose up there and just see what they see and what they can recommend. Because, this may be an insulation issue that's causing and cascading down. So maybe, the mold is the one thing that you do, but then also the insulation.
Larry, it sounds like you've maybe identified the cause of the mold by sealing up a lot of air leaks. But keep in mind that you still need good ventilation, good airflow from intake to exhaust in the roof or in the attic area.
Above Board Indoor Environmental, is that in Oswego?
Yes.
Yep. All right.
Did you say you would be willing to come out and kind of take a look at the mold just to...
Larry, where are you located at?
Libertyville.
Yeah, I think they would go there. Think they would, and I don't believe he charged, don't hold me to it, but I do not believe he's going to charge you to come out there and take a look and give you an estimate if it is something that he can do for you.
Okay.
I have the number if you got a pen handy. I don't.
Or you can look it up. Easier for you. What do you want, Larry? You want the number for Above Board Indoor Environmental?
If you've got it, yeah, sure.
630-973-6099. 630-973-6099.
Great.
And hang on. We'll set you up with your Mr. Floor product of your choice, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot, Wendy.
That's your lucky day, Larry. Hang on. And yeah, I mean, aboveboardremediation.com. I just think that will help people. And, you know, it's special to listening today to this very show. All right. We're going to take a break and come back with your phone calls and your texts. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Hi, it is Wendy in for David Hochberg. And David Hochberg did a Vestathon last Saturday and raised tons of money for police vests. And there was food provided. And I guess David didn't have a chance to say hello to the owner of the original Steaks and Hoagies. So welcome to the show, Jeff Wiseman. How are you, Jeff Wiseman?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. We were ready last week, but we're also ready this week. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, here is a problem. I told everyone in the studio that you were bringing up original Steaks and Hoagies today, and that is not true. So I may have to take them out to your new location in Westchester.
Yes, or I could do one better. I could have my district manager bring food out to you after we're done with this call, if you'd like.
Oh, no, we're out of here in a half an hour. Don't worry about it.
Fair enough.
But thank you so much for supporting David Hochberg and the Vestathon. And I'm going to say something to you. I have never had a Philly steak sandwich. Do you know that?
What?
Ever.
That is a sad day that we need to get in there.
Tell us about it. Everybody's looking at me here like I have two heads, but I really have never had one. And you have a location in Stone Park, Forest Park, and the new location, 3062 South Wolf Road in Westchester. Jeff Wiseman, tell me about a hoagie, a Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that, considering that is my whole life. You know, we started making cheesesteaks in the streets of Philadelphia about 30 years ago. We just had one tiny little shop. And it's when you look at a cheesesteak compared to, obviously, everyone in Chicago is used to the beefs, right? You know,
the Italian beef,
wet,
yeah.
With gravy or sauce or whatever that wonderfulness is on there. I love the sandwiches. They're fantastic. But they are quite different. Our cheesesteaks are made just like we did in Philadelphia 30 years ago. And I'm talking about the rolls are still shipped in straight from Philadelphia. We use a company called Licio's. When you try our bun, you'll be able to really tell why we do what we do and how we do what we do. Obviously, it's a hand-shaved ribeye. You can also do it in chicken, which is a fresh chicken breast, never frozen. You can also do it in cauliflower. So we have three different ways of doing these cheesesteaks.
Wow.
But really what it comes down to is that it's fresh, made hot. Our sandwich shops, you can come in and get 30 different style cheesesteaks, handmade tater tots, fresh cut fries, onion rings. Nothing is frozen in there. We're there to make you fresh food right when you order it. It's kind of a different take on the whole sandwich game that you're used to, where you're coming in and you're getting a cold sandwich, a cookie, and a bacon. You know, we're trying to make you everything fresh in-house. But what makes an authentic cheesesteak is the roll, the hand-shaved ribeye. We chop the ingredients together so every bite is the exact same. We fill it with some cheese whiz, and we make sure that you love it.
All right, I'm stopping at the Westchester location on my way home. I'm not kidding. You did such a great job selling it, Jeff.
Wow.
And I really, how did you get hooked up with David and providing food for the Vestathon last week?
Quite honestly, he was just in the shop, and he was dining in. He had some of the food, and I was sitting there. And he's like, can you bring me some food, please? Yeah. Tell me what you want. And he told me a little bit about what was going on, and we jumped to the opportunity to help out. You know, that's kind of a lot of who we are. I mean, wow. While we have 24 locations, we have three locations in Chicago, but we have them. We're building this brand nationwide. So when someone needs a little love, especially anything to do with police officers or just anyone out there putting their life on the line every single day and just, you know, going out there trying to make it better, we're all about just doing the best we can. And the best we can do is make you the best food you can possibly have.
All right. I'm blown away by the cauliflower version. I mean, listen,
cool.
I love shaved ribeye and I love chicken, but I also love cauliflower. And for people who don't eat meat, what a great idea.
Yeah, we started it a few years ago. People were, you know, we also do everything in bowls, wraps, rolls. I mean, you can do just about anything inside of our restaurants. But the cauliflower idea came into play as, you know, one of the things that we really started doing is franchising nationwide. You know, so you look at all of our competitors, there are millions of dollars to build these things. We're just a mom and pop selling cheesesteaks. So for us, when we build a cheesesteak restaurant for you, it's a hundredth of the price. And the more of the story, what brought that up is one of our franchisees was like, listen, I want in on this. I love this, but I don't eat meat. Hmm. So we started looking at some ulterior options to kind of provide that cheesesteak for everyone. And the cauliflower, it's a quick flash fry, chopped on the grill. It literally is the exact same texture, quality. I mean, it darn near looks like a cheesesteak when you look at it. It's just made with cauliflower. So it gives everyone an opportunity to really enjoy that authentic cheesesteak experience.
Well, Jeff, it's a pleasure to meet you, and I really am going to probably stop on the way home. Igor, are you really
yeah,
doing it?
I'm sold. I'm salivating. My tummy's growling. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
And order it online any day. Just go to steaksandhoagies.com. It's a lot cheaper. Don't get on the DoorDash. Order online. You'll save money. You can use code APP5 and save money right now.
Nice.
We also do $10 lunch combos Monday through Friday. So lots of value. So please come try us out, and then call me back.
I will. Well, thank you again for providing some vittles for the Vest-a-thon last week. David really appreciates it, and nice to meet you. Jeff Wiseman, who is the owner of the original Steaks and Hoagies, go to steaksandhoagies.com, and I'll see whoever's in Westchester in about an hour.
Ask for Jesse.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Guys, I am so sorry. I feel like I owe you a Philly cheesesteak.
I'm starving.
I know. I got confused. Ben, producer Ben is not here this week, and he gave me all this information, and I thought he said that food was coming up, and I got everybody all excited for nothing.
We can meet you in Westchester.
All right. All right. Well, I really have never had a Philly cheesesteak.
You're about to, yeah.
Really?
Good,
with
yeah.
cauliflower, no less.
Yeah.
No, you have not.
No, I haven't. But no. I'm saying, Wendy might.
No, I got to do the ribeye.
Do half and half.
All right. We are back to the questions now that we're all starving. Did your stomach growl during that?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Me too. All right. So, Jim, let me ask you a question here. Could you ask Mr. Brown if they have a list of what is trending to update the entire home? Which is a really good question. What do you have to update before you try to sell it?
Yeah, if you're talking about trying to sell it, definitely quick, easy fix that's going to give you the most bang for the buck is definitely painting. We were talking about that a little bit.
Yeah.
Painting, new fresh coat of neutral paint is really going to go a mile when you are getting ready to list your house. The other thing that you can definitely do when you're getting ready to list is flooring. You know, we're kind of, you know, talking a lot about that today, but you actually were sharing that there's a really easy kind of refresh, if you will, before you've got realtors that you're working with that are doing that right out of the gate.
Yeah, so, you know, the floors are in generally good shape, Jim. What we recommend to our realtors, especially, you know, if you're on the listing side of, you know, the sell side of the equation, we'll come in and we will buff and reseal that floor. And what that does is it takes care of minor surface scratches. It gives the floor a little bit more sheen, natural sheen, a little bit more vibrancy. The color comes through a little bit more. It's a nice way to kind of freshen things up. So, you know, you put a fresh coat of paint on the walls, you get a fresh coat of varnish on the floors, you know, those sorts of things. They go such a long way. It just, the house really just takes on a different appearance, in our opinion.
Yep.
And is, like, off-white and white still a good color to use?
On the paint?
Yeah, because I'm just thinking, my Victorian home, in the front room, it's hunter green, and in the dining room, it's like a blood red, so that would be something that you'd paint over, right?
And if you're really from
Chicago. Why do you laugh at me, Michael?
Blood red, hunter green.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Christmas.
Though. Huh?
You're in a different market where a lot of people want that.
Yeah.
You know, so you got
it's a Victorian
definitely
home.
Definitely Victorian, you know. Quick, funny story. I had a client in Elgin in a historic home. Listed her place, and the feedback started coming in. And one of the feedback that came in electronically said it was a cross between the Munsters and What's the other one?
The Addams Family.
The Addams Family. Yeah. And I was horrified. I was like, how am I going to share this with my seller?
What, there's no market for that, Jim?
And I was like, oh, my God, this is going to be terrible. And so I'll never forget, called her, and she said, Jim, I already know what you're going to say. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. And she's like, are you kidding me? I've worked 35 years getting my house to exactly what that is.
That's
and
funny.
Just to wrap that up, we sold that house. Normally, I think it was probably 1 or 2 hours to somebody that saw it in a magazine, and they bought
and
it
loved
sight unseen because that's what they were looking for.
That's so awesome. All right, we'll continue talking. A shortened show today because we have Northwestern basketball, but we've got news right now on 720 WGN.
Now back to Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, we're wrapping up the show for today. I think we have time for one more very quick phone call. Steve is on the line, and we have Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing, Igor Marak from Mr. Floor, and Jim Brown from the Sarah Leonard team. We have a couple of minutes here, Steve, so you got to be quick. Steve?
Okay, hello, Wendy.
Hi.
And the Saturday team. If I don't have enough time, if Igor has a number I can get back to him personally, I'd be happy to call him back. I have a floor that I want to put down, a pre-finished floor, 3/4 by 3 1/4 maple floor. I'm a retired union carpenter / cabinet maker, so I'm pretty familiar with wood products. My questions are, should I put down a felt vapor barrier on top of the chipboard floor once I remove my carpeting?
The short answer is
yes.
Yes, it is required, and it should be 15-pound felt paper. And do you know the nailing schedule for your wood floor?
When you say schedule, are you referring to the nail pattern?
Right, the spacing between the nails.
I haven't really looked at the directions 100%. I'm going to say probably anywhere from 10 to 12 inches, possibly even 8. I've had it acclimating here in my living room for probably about a year, year and a half, so it's not a major rush, Igor, to get it down.
Yeah, so definitely go with the felt paper. Your nailing schedule should be between 6 and 8 inches. That's the
okay.
current recommendation. And if you
sure.
if you're fully acclimated, you should be ready to go. Just go easy. Don't mar the finish because it's a pre-finished floor. Take your time.
Correct.
And you should be all set. Yeah, make sure you stagger the joints. Just maintain that nailing schedule. You should be good to go.
What's your recommendation on the staples, whether the length and whether you want to put down a brad type or I call it a dual leg stapler nail?
Yeah, that should be fine. You can go with 1.5 or 2 inch. If you could do a 2 inch, that would be great. You should be fine.
Would you prefer, though, a brad or a double leg staple?
I would do the double leg.
A double leg. Okay, not an issue there.
Yep.
And real quick, because I'm not in a rush, when's the best time you think to install it? Spring, summer, fall, or winter because of humidity or non-humidity over the seasons?
I would probably say it really won't matter as long as you are maintaining the relative humidity in your home between 30 and 50% and your floor is acclimated. You can go year-round.
I understand.
Winter,
okay.
Spring, summer, or fall.
Everybody.
All you got to do is call Mr. Floor.
Hey, I love it.
All right, Steve, hold on the line and we'll set you up with your Mr. Floor product, okay?
Thank you, ex-Wendy Brookfieldian.
Yes, I grew up in Brookfield, IL, and worked at Brookfield Zoo.
Nice.
What are you going to do?
Nice.
All right. Well, we had a fun time today, did
yes,
we not?
Absolutely.
I didn't fill your tummies with, the original steak or hoagie. Neither
one. I'm starving.
One. Yeah, well, sorry about that. All right. First and foremost, we have Northwestern basketball coming up. The pregame is at 12:45. Northwestern Wildcats against the Oregon Ducks.
Nice.
I say the Wildcats are going to eat
yes,
the Ducks.
Yes.
I think that's what's going to happen. Mr. Cat Dave Ennett will have the pregame, and tip-off is at 1 this afternoon. Thank you to Jeff Wiseman for supporting and feeding the people at David Hochberg's Vestathon last week. And, all right, nice to finally meet you, Jim Brown.
Yeah, great to meet you.
The Sarah Leonard team will help you out. WGNSarahWithAnH.com. Give us your little sign-off and where people can reach you and what you can help them with and what is – it's springtime, so
absolutely.
The market outlook is good.
Yep, great time to do it. Buying or selling, I always kind of lean more towards the selling because that's what I do, but buying, we are definitely here to help you out with that as well. You can reach us at 224-239-3966 or WGNSarah.com. And that's the Sarah Leonard team at Legacy Properties.
Perfect. So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Fun time.
It was fun. Michael Houston, his stomach is growling. He's from Lindholm Roofing, and now is the time to make the appointments, right?
Now is the time to get booked for spring and summer. As important as it is to maintain the interior of your home and update the interior of your home, whether you're selling or buying or even just continuing to live there, it's also important to update, clean up, and fix up the exterior of your home, and that's where Lindholm Roofing comes in. You can give us a call at 773-283-7675 or contact us at info@lindholmroofing.com.
Is it okay to only get your gutters cleaned once a year, or do you recommend twice?
It depends. If you don't have that many trees, then you could. A lot of people get away with once a year.
Right before winter.
Twice a year is probably recommended when you have, you know, a lot more trees and the wind is blowing the leaves towards your home.
All right.
Get it cleaned. It's important.
It is. And Igor Marak, Mr. Floor, what do people need to know about you?
Well, first of all, it's always a pleasure to do a show with you, Wendy. As much
as
we love David, we love having you here as well.
Even though we're starving.
Even though, yes, we've been let down a little bit. I just would like to remind everyone, spring is around the corner. Hopefully the weather will cooperate, although I think it's supposed to snow in a minute here. But,
yeah.
You know, give us a call for any of your flooring needs. Mr. Floor is a full-service flooring company. We do full refinishing, installation, repairs. Obviously, our line of cleaning products is fantastic, and it's helped a lot of Chicagoland homeowners take care of their floors and other surfaces. So I would encourage everyone to check it out online at MrFloor.com. Use the promo code WGN for a nice little offer to get you started. Give us a call directly with any flooring questions at 847-674-7500. And just wishing everyone a fantastic weekend.
Excellent. Thank you. And we have 1 minute left. And I had mentioned that old wooden floors get this orange type of hue. And 630 has said, how do you get rid of that orange? It's a lot of work, huh?
Yeah, it requires full refinishing of the wood floor. So once the flooring is put through the full sanding sequence, we can remove all of those coatings that have oxidized and turned this fluorescent orange. The newer coatings do a much, much better job fighting off that patina, that oxidation.
How long are you out of your house when this is going on?
Yeah, it's for several days just because of the number of coats that need to be applied and then that full sanding sequence of rough, medium, and then fine sanding and then the buffing. So we have a step-by-step process that we follow. It is somewhat inconvenient, so it requires a little bit of planning ahead.
So my answer to that would be rugs and runners.
Or my answer to that would be a cruise.
David Hochberg would say just sell the house.
The house. And all right. Well, David Hochberg will be back next week. Again, thank you so much to Jim Brown from the Sarah Leonard Group and Igor. Always a pleasure to see you from Mr. Floor and Michael Houston. Yeah, always fun to work with you. I'm teasing
Wendy.
You. Thank you so much for listening.